Hey, Anna here. Welcome to this mindfulness practice called Hello Dolly. Before we begin, make sure that you are in a comfortable position and in a relatively quiet space so you can fully dive into this practice. Whenever you are ready, take some time to arrive by noticing what's alive in your body right now. Or maybe is it helpful for you to take a few intentional cycles of breath? All right, so now that you have hopefully taken some time to land into this practice, I'm going to ask you to take a few seconds to think of a period, an experience, or a situation in which you had a peak in your levels of stress or anxiety at your workplace. So it is important that you pick something that bothered you, but that it didn't keep you awake at night. So something that falls into the mid-range levels of your stress or anxiety. Maybe you were struggling with a deadline or with the perils of finding funding or getting access to a grant. Or maybe there was a moment where you were noticing stress around the experience of teaching a course, giving a presentation, or something around a department meeting, or a conversation with your PI, another PhD student, your supervisor. Just take a few more seconds to see if you can find an example that you would like to use for this practice. The thing is, when we remember something that bothers us, that was uncomfortable, our thinking mind tends to overanalyze the situation, judge it or judge ourselves, go into problem-solving mode, review and regret what happened. But today, we're going to do something different. In fact, we're going to invite the musician Louis Armstrong for a second. Yeah, that's right. Because we're going to bring the same energy, the same curiosity and lightness that Louis Armstrong depicts in his song Hello Dolly, this huge hit from 1964, is gonna be our ally today. Let me explain. So whatever it is, the situation that you picked, the example that you thought of, we're gonna name that situation and your experience Dolly. So if I picked a moment where I was feeling anxious hearing the corrections of my PhD supervisor, how I experienced that moment right there, that is what I'm calling Dolly. And we're gonna do our best to welcome and to greet that experience In the same way that Louis Armstrong in his song says, well, hello, Dolly. All right, so let's get really curious about that moment. And just take some time to think of that situation and remember, where were you? Think about whether you were alone or were there other people involved? And then take a few seconds to remember, what did exactly happen? Was it something that was said, either that you said or someone else told you? Was it something related to a specific event? Just get really curious about your memory, about that experience, and see if you can gather all the details that will help you describe it to someone else. Okay, so now that you have gained more clarity around this experience, let's check in the emotional state of your dolly, this situation. How were you feeling at that time? Was your dolly, I mean you, in that situation, feeling frustrated, confused, upset, hopeless, maybe sad, lonely? Just take some time to explore and remember, connect with the emotions that you had at that moment, or maybe the emotions that come up right now as you connect with this situation. All right, so now that you are more aware of your feelings, let's move forward and check in with our thoughts by simply asking, hello, Dolly, what are you thinking? What were your thoughts when this happened or during this situation? Is there anything that you were telling yourself about this situation? Maybe you were having some thoughts that express some rejection from your part. I don't want this. Or when is this going to end? Or maybe you had some thoughts around the beliefs of unfairness. I shouldn't be doing this. Or this shouldn't be happening to me, to us. So let's just take a few seconds to ask, hey Dolly, what kind of thoughts are you having around this experience? Okay, so let's recap. Up to this point, we have connected with an unpleasant experience that brought some stress or anxiety, and we're using the hello dolly analogy metaphor to connect with how we felt and what were or what are our thoughts about it, about this experience. Now we're gonna move into the physical realm. Because wherever you go, you've got a body with you. And we usually tend to forget that our body is also responding to all these situations that trigger stress or anxiety in us. So let's just practice some embody awareness and ask our Dolly, "Hello, Dolly, what's alive in your body right now?" Do you remember any physical sensations related to this experience? And some of the common physical sensations that appear when we have stress or anxiety are lack of appetite, tension in your jaw, the neck, the upper back, your shoulders, sensations of restlessness, so just take some time to connect and observe. And if you cannot recall what was going on with your body at that moment in the past, then notice what comes up right now in this precise moment. Observe if there is anything, if your body reacts to this memory in any way. You might feel something on your belly. Maybe you notice that you breathe in a more shallow way. And just do your best to come back to your physical sensations. I will stay quiet and allow you this time to stay in embody awareness in relation to that memory or experience. If you notice that there is a part of you that comes back to the story to keep to understand who was right or what was wrong, there's nothing bad about that. That is absolutely fine. It's just not the purpose of this practice. So if you notice that you get lost in your thinking, or maybe even thinking, having thoughts about this practice, it is boring, I don't enjoy it. See if you can let go of all that mental noise and ground yourself in your body. Connect with the physical sensations. Stay very curious, very close to whatever is going on in your body. And notice, do these sensations remain the same? Or do they shift? And I will stay in silence for a few more seconds to allow you to practice with this. Another tip that you may use to help you bring your focus, your awareness back to your body, might be to simply drop the question as an invitation. Hello, Dolly. What's alive in your body right now? And just feel whatever comes up in your body. And if nothing shows up, that's also fine. That's also a sensation, a neutral sensation. Okay, let's see if you can practice for a few more seconds. Off you go. All right, this is it. This is the end of this practice. If you reach this far, take some time to acknowledge the gift, the efforts, the wonders of taking some time to practice mindfulness and body awareness with a situation that makes you feel uncomfortable one way or another. This is really huge. It can really shift your mood and bring some ease in the midst of an emotional storm. I hope this practice brought value to you, to your day, and I hope to see you very soon.